This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, lots of stuff went down with the trade deadline yesterday. Mike, people want to know who won, who lost.
Well, I mean, who addressed needs? I mean, Commanders needed some help. Now, they're not going to get any instant help from Marshon Lattimore because he's got an injury right now. But I think you look around and you say, okay, the Steelers just added another wideout for Russell Wilson to throw to and help, maybe opens things up for Pickens. Going to get Mike Williams off the Jets. That's certainly impressive. I do think that the Lions, you know, he's not Aiden Hutchinson, but they do get a guy who's Za'Darius Smith who's really good, has been solid with the Browns in his career. And I don't think the ask was that crazy. We could not get too specifics with players for guys that asked us about Coach Ra. If you missed it, you said you'll hear it again. But he's pretty happy with his team. He did say that Terry was certainly working the phones. If there's something to come there, they would have gotten together, put their heads together on it, and see if it made sense. Nothing did.
It's interesting, some of these trades, the players, at least some of them, are saying they wanted to be traded. Like, we just think these teams are like, oh, this makes sense. For example, you know, Dan Quinn said Marshon Lattimore, when they found out that he was even available, he was like, you had me at hello.
Right.
He wanted to add to the secondary, and that's what the Commanders needed. Again, he's been dealing with a hamstring. I don't know how soon he's going to help the Commanders, but, you know, this is a long-term thing, right? Quinn's thinking about the playoffs. He's thinking about down the road and having some corner help. But, like, the guy, you know, that goes to the Steelers, Mike, Preston Smith, he says, I requested a trade because it's a better fit in Pittsburgh than I am in Green Bay.
Right.
I wanted to go there, and I think what they do defensively fits me better.
This guy that had 8 sacks, 8.5 sacks, this year just 2.5, but he is a guy, you know, he's a little bit long in the tooth, but, I mean, now you got a guy with T.J. Watt. You know, you're talking about what they've already got, and Hayward on the other end. So now all of a sudden you've got some serious, I mean, defensive pressure on the QB and stopping the run. And I'm not saying it specifically for the Ravens, but it did seem yesterday, as I said to you on the air a couple times, like an arms race, because, you know, Baltimore gets Tre'Davious White, Baltimore gets Deontay Johnson, they add to their wide receiver core. So it is kind of cool, and these guys haven't even played yet. You had to wait till next week to see Pittsburgh taking on Baltimore. So that, to me, I think of all the teams right at the top of my head, I would say Za'Darius Smith for Detroit, because they're arguably the best team in the NFL right now, other than the Chiefs. And then you look at Pittsburgh.
I agree. I think the Steelers have elevated themselves to potentially making a run at the AFC Championship game. Does that mean they beat the Chiefs, who are still – right now, guys, Chiefs would have home field. It's going through Kansas City again. And I don't know if the Steelers will be able to go on the road and beat the Chiefs, but we're a long ways away.
And certainly we already saw DeAndre Hopkins pay dividends in his second game with the Chiefs. As Andy Reid said, they'd work him in. 2 touchdowns. You know, Kareem Hunt, they picked up another touchdown. 3 touchdowns for the guys they added midseason the other night.
What's coming up?
Coming up in 5 minutes.
I'll tell you. Will the Falcons match the 3 sacks they got against the Dallas Cowboys last week when they take on the Saints on Sunday? It's on the way. Let's hear from the Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. We know they left here banged up, and now it's official. Dak will not play.
It's extended period of time here, so I wouldn't dare make a prediction when it could be. It's likely we'll IR him, so we'll see kind of how his rehab goes.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry, by the way, when does Trey Lance get on the friggin' field?
He doesn't.
I mean, there was a story that
Mike,
came out.
He would have played against us.
That's what I'm saying. There was a story this morning, the Dallas Morning News, that they may try to use 2 quarterbacks. Oh, that's freaking brilliant. McCarthy's going to sign off on that. This is coming from Jerry. Micah Parsons, meanwhile, limited practice Monday. And so they were trying to make it sound like he might have been able to go this last week against us. And now it sounds like he's not exactly 50-50 to go this week for the Cowboys.
Yeah, the Trey Lance thing is curious. Because if you were ever going to see what he's got, now is the chance to do that. You guys do realize he's a free agent at the end of the season. So you traded for him. You haven't played him unless you realize in practice he sucks and he's not any good, and you're not going to attempt to play him to get a chance to see him, Mike, and he's going to walk at the end of the season, and you gave him a fourth round for him. What sense does this make?
It made no sense. It made no sense. You know, Trey Lance is like the ultimate booby prize. It made no sense for the 49ers to move heaven and earth to get up there to get him. And then it made less sense for the Cowboys. Although, look, okay, a cheap deal to get a nice serviceable backup. But you're right. You should be showcasing him right now. And, you know, you do something. You're in a position with this guy that, hey, I was mystified, by the way, just to back it up. I was mystified. I think was it Fish who told us from down in Dallas? They got a no-trade clause in Dak's contract?
Correct.
Jerry's out of his freaking mind. I mean, I have fun. We play those sound bites, and it's like, hey, we're never going to do it. They've lost it. So now, man, you're right. They got nothing to do, no reason not to maybe throw Lance out there and see what you got.
It is our NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Can we get 3 more sacks this Sunday?
Sure, against Derek Carr.
I think we can, and I'm going out on a limb here and telling you we're going to get at least 2. I do not know if we'll get a third, but we're going to get 2 against this Saints team right now that has an issue protecting Carr. You heard Coach, if you missed it, he said we got to stop the run Sunday. That's really what they're going to rely on. And, Mike, Taysom Hill, he's supposed to be back, all right? How healthy is he? We don't know, but he's missed a bunch of games. We put him out the last time, and he ended up leaving our game, and it changed the whole, you know, complexity of what happened that Sunday.
Right.
But if he is back, it adds something to their run game, and we know this. And he can play quarterback, he can play slot, all this stuff. So those are the two guys, right? The Kamara and him are the two guys that I'm keying on and saying, if we slow them down, we're going to be all right Sunday.
Right. I'm with you. I mean, that was certainly a really exciting game last time. We beat the Saints up there. That's another game where we kind of could have put the hammer down like we did against the Cowboys.
Earlier this year?
Yeah, against the Saints. It kind of let them off the hook a little bit. That's a game where I thought we had some game control, some penalties, some mistakes. But if you look at Derek Carr, he's been sacked in every game he's been able to start when he hasn't been obviously banged up. So certainly get after him. You know that he's nine touchdowns, 4 picks, which is respectable, but certainly they don't have the wide receiver core they've had in years past.
No. Olave, concussion. who's their go-to guy right now? And the crazy thing is, yeah, you'll have some young guys step in, but that thing is still about trust, and it's about Carr saying, hey, I trust him enough to throw it out there. The couple of things should play out this weekend. We should get another pick or two. Mm-hmm. And we should get at least 2 sacks or more. Those two things on the defensive side of football are very possible and should happen with the way things look for the Saints right now.
Well, Clint Kubiak is the OC, and if you look at last week's game where they lost to the Panthers, Kamara had 6 receptions, Taysom Hill had 4 receptions. So you use what you got, right? Basically, use what you got, and then Juwan Johnson had a long of 25 yards in that game. So those are the dudes they'll be coming at us with. Certainly, you feel good about ourselves. Coach made it sound like he thinks Drake can go, but coaches say things like that all the time. We got to wait for the injury report and the one that really matters on Friday.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.